For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Thank you for your faithfulness. This morning, Lord, we trust you for an encounter. We trust you for a touch in our life. We ask that let your word bear result and bear fruit. Thank you for everyone connected. Lord, let your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to drop this. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to our Sunday service. Praise the Lord. This is the 11th of October, 2020. Praise God. And this is our month of consecration. Praise God. Praise God. I want to welcome our online worshippers. Praise God. Nowadays, I get calls surprisingly after every service about people that are hooked on. And I see it's high time we begin to greet them. Is that not true? Thank you all for joining on Mixlr and on Facebook. I believe God will bless us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now it's our month of consecration. What was our topic last Sunday? What was our topic last Sunday? The potency of what? Consecration. Praise the Lord. Now, in the month of consecration, there are things we have to look at that are practical, that applies to our life. Praise the Lord. And I really want our heart to be open this morning. We'll be looking at something very, very sensitive. Praise God, that has to do with our consecration. And I want your heart to be very, very open. And before I start, I want to give a disclaimer. You know what is a disclaimer? Praise the Lord. You know, I have only related with three of us concerning this area. So I don't really know our story. I don't know our past. I don't know our experience. I don't know our current situation. But this is the word of God for us this morning. I want our heart to be open. Praise the Lord. We'll be looking at conquering sexual immorality. Conquering sexual immorality. This is a month of consecration. It's a very sensitive topic. I want your eye to be focused on me. Don't look at your neighbor. Hallelujah. Because maybe as tense as you are. Are we together? So I want our eyes to be focused and I want our heart to be open. All of us, including ourselves, are affected by this. So conquering what? Come on, I'm not hearing you. It's too early not to hear you. Conquering what? Conquering what? Conquering sexual immorality. Acts 17 verse 30. Acts 17 verse 30 is a month of consecration. And most of us are young, are young and youth. Hallelujah. I get few people that connect to us that are couples. Most people that listen to us are young people. And since the month of consecration, the Lord will have us look at this and God will help us all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, and the time of this ignorance, God winked at. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. At the time of this ignorance, when you didn't know about it, God what? Winked at. But now commanded all men everywhere to what? Some of us are not reading. Praise the Lord. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, at the time of this ignorance, God what? Winked at. You know what it means to wink? The ladies are the ones that usually wink, right? God winked at. But now he commanded all men everywhere to repent. Praise the Lord. Now, some of us have never been a victim. Some of us have experienced this. Some of us are about to be tempted in that area. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a topic that you will need and you currently need. So I wonder how to be very, very open. Hallelujah. Now, sexual immorality means any sexual engagement that is not moral or that is inconsistent with purity or good moral. Any sexual engagement that is not moral, that is inconsistent with purity and good morals. Hallelujah. A sexual engagement that is contrary to conscience Praise the Lord. Now, there are about seven of them that I'll be mentioning before we start this morning. About what? Seven of them. Praise God. The first is fornication, which is popular. Fornication is what? Premarital sex. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Fornication is what? Premarital sex. Consider in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7. That means if you have sex before marriage, it's an immoral act. Hallelujah. Now, even before civilization, even before Jesus Christ, I was listening to Billy Graham. Said that there are villages they went to, even before civilization, they noticed that every culture has a system of marriage. All together? Every culture. So even before Christ came, so the issue of marriage is not to do with necessarily Christianity. Every culture has a way, a system for a legal marriage. All together? Some people have to pay dowry before you are married. Some people it's just parental consent, whatsoever it is in your culture. Having sex before marriage is what we call fornication by the Bible. All together? Number two we'll look at is adultery. Now, adultery is post-marital sex. That means you are married to one person and then you go out of that person and have sex with somebody. Praise the Lord. That is, fornication is what? Premarital. And then adultery is what? Post-marital sex. Exodus 20 verse 14. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 14. Hallelujah. Exodus 20, 14, and then 2 Peter 2, 14. And then number three kinds of sexual immorality we'll be looking at this morning is what we call rape and molestation or child molestation. Rape, molestation, or child molestation. Now, while fornication is premarital sex, adultery is postmarital sex, rape is what we call forceful engagement. Or deceptive engagement of sex. Hallelujah. You force someone out of his will. Or then you deceive a child in child molestation. Deuteronomy 22 verse 25. You forcefully. Nowadays boys are raped. Praise the Lord. Formerly it used to be only ladies. But nowadays boys are raped. Especially by female cult. Female fraternity. Nowadays we have female fraternity. Is that true? They also rape men. It's funny. Praise the Lord. Now, when you force a man into a sexual act, you have raped him. If you force a lady, you have raped her. If you deceive a child, deceive him. He didn't know what is good or bad. And then you have intercourse with him. What we call child molestation. Are we together? And then number four is what we call bestiality. Bestiality will mean sex with animals. Sex with what? Animals. Exodus 22 verse 19. It's amazing when it's right from the book of Exodus 22 verse 19. Leviticus 18 23. Leviticus 20 verse 16. Sex with animal we call bestiality. Now when you think about it in your normal sense, why would somebody want to have sex with an animal? Are we together? Exodus 22 19. Leviticus 18 23 and then Leviticus 20 16. Think about it. Why would somebody want to have sex with animals? You know, it's a demonic case. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? It's not a demonic case. And for that animal to be able to have sex with you, there is a demon in that animal. Is that not true? Think about it. How will a male animal, because the male organ and the female organ, that is human being, are made in a way that are sexually compatible. Unlike the animal. So for the animal to be able to be aroused by a human being is a demonic situation. And then to be able to rightly position to have sex with a human being. Think about a male human being and then a female animal. I know somebody that has sex with a pig in my area. I was more small, I didn't know it was the demonic case. But you'd be shocked. I saw it in interviews. I saw nowadays people marry animals. And then they have sex with them. It's really funny. Hallelujah. But it's really in practice. That situation cannot be explained apart from a pure demonic. The human is possessed and the animal itself is possessed. Altogether, bestiality. So anytime you see, it's not a okay thing. It's a highly demonic situation. Praise the Lord. And then number five we'll be looking at is what we call incest. Incest is what we call sleeping with your brother. Or with your sister, or with your cousin, or with your nephew. Hallelujah. You will find that in the book of Deuteronomy 27:22, 2 Samuel 13, verse 11. Hallelujah. Incest is another case of demonic situation. You know, I nowadays you hear stories of people that have been dating for 2 years, and then they discover that they are cousins. Have you ever heard stories like that? Now, in a situation like this, the reason why people lament is because many relationships are not pure. You know, okay, you have cousins, okay, cook my break and continue. But because you know that they will have done a lot of terrible things together. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Yes. So some people do it intentionally. And when you find an intentional case, it's demonic. I read a case of a medical doctor and a medical doctor. They didn't have time for their children. And then the guy loved the lady they were. The parents entered the room one day and caught the young man on the sister. And then it happened repeatedly. And then they didn't want people to know. The lady got pregnant. That is, his sister got pregnant by him. The man, being a medical doctor, the wife forced him to abort it, and the lady died. The brother got to know he was angry. He took chemical to kill himself. He survived it, still took another one when he woke up, and he died. Yeah. It's real. It's something like a fairy tale to you, huh?
Okay.
It's real. Incest is real. People sleep with their younger ones. Now, if a father can force his daughter, what about brothers? Are we together? So, you know, now the reason why this information is coming to you is to arm you. Are we together? Is to what? Arm you with information. And then, the sixth one we'll be looking at is gay and lesbianism. Now, gay and lesbianism is same-sex marriage or same-sex sex. Look at even the word. Same-sex sex. Hallelujah. You can find that in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. And then Leviticus 20, verse 3. And then Romans chapter 1 verse 26 to 27. Leviticus 18, 22. Leviticus 23. Romans 1, 26 to 28. That is, a man having no affinity, no desire for a woman, when he see another man, then he's aroused toward that kind of individual. How do you get that? Think about it. The Bible says, having been corrupt, they lost normal appetite for the opposite sex. Same sex. Adam and Steve getting married. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Then of Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. Some people don't even know whether they are male or female. Now, nowadays, if you watch any movie released in the year 2019 and year 2020, they intentionally put gay characters in the movies. Have you noticed it? Those of you that watch movies. They intentionally put gay characters. Now, nowadays, young people are growing up not knowing who is their father. You see, you grow up, two men are in the house and they say they are your son. And you are their child. Now the child is growing up with a confused orientation. Who is the mommy? The one that is behaving like a woman. That's not true. Who is the daddy? And then two women. And then they're having a child. Now they can have a child by two test tubes. Hallelujah. Yes. They can have children by test tubes. They can have child by artificial insemination. And then they can have a child legally. And then they are disorienting the child. So people marry themselves, same sex. Nowadays they have a color. They have the LSBN or something like that. The color of rainbow is their color. That is, all of us are together. We are the same. And they hate anybody that talks against them. And any pastor that don't want to join them, America, it was even said in certain states, you must join them in church. All together. You refuse to join them, your license will be withdrawn. You are not permitted to preach against them. And some people claim innocently, they don't. They were born that way. And it's true, some people are born that way. Because they got possessed in their mother's stomach. All together. Yes, it's true that some people are really born that way. And they begin to fall, as they're growing up, they begin to like men. They begin to like women. The organ of a female or the attract them. Some people are born that way, but it is a demonic situation. 100%. It's not natural. Altogether. So if you mix anybody that's born that way, the first thing for that person to understand is it cannot be counseled psychologically. It's a demon that has to be casted. Are we together? Alright, then the last one is what we call masturbation. The last sexual immorality is masturbation and pornography. Now, masturbation and pornography is what we call self-induced sex. That means a woman, nowadays we have professional sex organ for the male, and then people buy it. They call them sex toys. And then women use it to excite themselves and they have sex to the last level, to the point of orgasm. Praise the Lord. And then men also self-induce themselves and they masturbate. And then they watch pornography and then carry out the sin in private. And now it's become a common act. Hallelujah. It is like in foreign countries, masturbation and pornography is a normal act. Like people, parents know their children masturbate. Are you together? A wife knows her husband masturbate. It's a normal act. But I want to point it out to you, it's an immoral act. Praise the Lord. Now, I will not be shocked if there's somebody listening to me, either online or live, that is into it. The reason why this word is coming is for your help. Are we together? It's for our rescue. It's for our improvement. The first one I said was what? Fornication. So anyone involved in fornication or was involved or will be confronted with a temptation, this word is coming to arm you. Are we together? Anyone, of course, if you are married, that adultery, and then rape and then child molestation. Anyone planning to rape or molest a child? This word is coming to arm you. Yes. I have met people personally that were molested by 7 years, 2 years. 5 years, 14 years, yes. Personally, severally. All together. It's a real thing. Praise the Lord. And then many people, and it's always demonic. All together. There are even cults in Nigeria that is their primary strength. All together. I know the name of, so it's a particular cult in Nigeria that once you see rape anywhere, and then it's usually mass rape, like gang rape. It's a particular cult that is their strength. All together. It's always a demonic case. And then once that thing starts upon you, even if they are killing you, you must still be raping. They don't care whether they can rape a dead human being. Because it's a demonic case. Even if the person is dead, they will still rape them. Praise the Lord. So this is very, very sensitive. Praise the Lord. And then incest. Your younger ones or your elder one. You see, a lot of information will be coming to us this morning. As a young lady, your brother is still a brother. Altogether, I even watch about child mental abuse when a mother begins to express her sexual organ to a male child anyhow. That is inappropriate. She's developing and corrupting his mind. Altogether, when a man or a father begins to expose his sexual organ to his daughter anyhow, it's inappropriate. Now, these are information that the church is not aware and then it has affected a lot of children. Praise the Lord. So, incest. Your brother is exposed to a lot of things. And then he sees you. A lot of stories I've heard that are mind-blowing. Life stories. Praise the Lord. And then gay and lesbianism. Anytime you ever believe in these kind of things, they are demonic. And then masturbation. So in case you are a victim of anyone of this, today is your day in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone listening and then everyone that will listen to this message afterward. Now there's some Bible truth about sex and sexual immorality I want to point to you. Hallelujah. The first thing is, sex and sex drive is natural. It is godly. It is biblical. It is God-induced. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 22, the Bible says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Is that true? Is that true? It is a natural appetite. Now, I want to ask you a sincere question. Now, because this is church, I will give a big time. How many of you in the last 2 months have had the urge for sex? In the last 2 months, raise up your hand. I want to see your hands up. Thank you very much. In the last 2 months, you have had the urge for sex. If you have had it and your hand is not up, you're a liar. And if there's somebody here that your hand is not up, I know you're a liar. All together? Yes. The reason why I spell it 2 months, because I know you are religious people. Some of you will say, okay, it's 2 months. Some people right this week, it's a natural appetite. Altogether. See, that's why I say your neighbor, when you are talking in church, people be looking at us, they don't know what you're talking about. That's the most amazing thing. To carry one pious face, you should be talking about the holiness. You should be talking about faithfulness. Praise the Lord. But these are practical realities in our life, especially as young people. And these are months of consecration, and they'll be looking at. So how many of us in the last 2 months have had the urge for sex? I want to see your hands up. Alright, every one of us. Is that true? So it's natural. Before I was enlightened, hallelujah, you know, I was with my fiancé one day and we were praying the Holy Ghost and I had an erection. I said, Jesus Christ. Yes. I thought it was a demonic. Last week, one of my mentees called me. Said he has a problem with his fiancé. He feels he has a demonic situation. Say you can hug any ladies, you will not feel anything about them. But when you hug her, you feel something is wrong with her. I laughed. Now, all he needed was information. Are we together? Once you love somebody, it's a natural case. So when you have an erection, and I used to think ladies don't, because I used to think men are the one that likes sex until I was re-educated. Ladies are interested as men are interested. That's the truth. They just will not admit it. But it's like that. Are we together? Are we together? You see that when we say, if you are had the listed of the hands, didn't they? You see that we are not the only ones. They themselves. So it's a natural. So we want to start from that platform. So in case you have ever had the urge for sex, you are spiritual. In case you are fasting and you see thought about the lady, you are still very, very spiritual. All together? Yes. So it's a natural God-induced appetite. And the second thing I want you to know is that any sex drive, now we say it is natural, but any sex drive that cannot be controlled is now demonic. Now it is natural, it is God, but if it cannot be controlled, it's now what? It's now what? Demonic. In 2 Samuel chapter 13 was the story of Amnon. From verse 1 to 15, he has an appetite. He saw Tamar. Tamar was a very beautiful lady. And he had a drive for her, which was natural. But you should be able to control it. Like I asked you now in the past 2 months, when you had those urges, you were able to what? Control yourself. Didn't you? Yes. You were able to control yourself. Now, when you get to a stage when you can't control it, it's now a demonic situation. I've seen people that they could not until they look for a brothel. And had that sex. I've seen ladies that had to look for a man, anybody. If there's no man available, they take a child. If there's no child available, they can't control it until that urge is satisfied. Now, at that stage, is now demonic. Do we get it? Now, the drive is natural. But if you can't control it, it's now what? Demonic. Number 3, I want you to understand is that, hallelujah. Now, you know, how many of you remember when God came to the earth? God himself. In the book of Genesis, chapter what? 18, right? Is it Genesis 18? Yes. That is 3. God himself, Genesis 18. Okay. Put Genesis 18, 20. Let's put Genesis 18, 20 on screen. I want you to see something. Theologians believe that is God himself coming to the earth. Now let's read that together. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on. Let's read. We are reading the Bible now. 1, 2, 3, go. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and... Now, who said this? Lord. Have you ever seen the title Lord for an angel? Is it for Jesus Christ? Now, this was the three visitors that came to Abraham, and one of them was talking to Abraham. And the Lord said, the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because of their sin is very grievous. Verse 21, man. Yes. I will go down, and after talking with Abraham, they are going to Sodom and Gomorrah. That is, God himself left heaven. It was because of immorality. Is that true? That was a reason. That is telling you how powerful that is. Every other iniquity, God will have a way of dealing with it. But when it was this issue, the first time he came down himself and to see it. Hallelujah. Now the effect of every sex, praise the Lord, the effect of every sex is physical, in your soul, and both spiritual. The effect of every, including even when you're having sex in marriage, the effect is physical. It affects you physically. It affects you in your mind. And it affects you where? In your spirit. In the book of 1 Samuel 21, from verse 2 to 5, David was traveling with his soldiers. And then they were about to eat the consecrated bread. Then the prophet asked them, all they needed to do was to keep themselves from women. And they said they were free. And they could eat their bread. Hallelujah. Numbers 23 to 25. It's so that when the people were involved in sex, 23,000 of them died. In 1 Corinthians 6:18. Let's have 1 Corinthians 6:18 up screen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:18. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Hallelujah. Every sex. Say with me. Every sex. that I will ever have will affect me physically, in my mind, and in my spirit. Now, the effect can be positive or negative. It is positive when it's done in marriage. It is negative when it's done outside marriage. Are we together? The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Now, alcohol, taking alcohol, is it with the body? Eh? Taking smoking, is it with the body? Now, answer me now. Killing, is it with the body? Taking drugs, is it with the body? But what is God saying is that is without the body? For he that committed fornication sinned against his body. How many of you have a particular thing that you hate personally? Let's say you hate anger. Somebody can steal your money and you forgive the person. But once somebody lied to you, you hate lying with a passion. Some of you, you can forgive lying. But once somebody gossip about you, you hate gossip with a passion. How many of you have had one particular thing you hate so much? Let me see. What is your own? You hate gossip so much. What about you, Pius? You hate pride so much. You can forgive lying, but once you see pride, you hate it. How about you, Ebenezer? You hate lying. You see? Now, that is the way fornication and sexual immorality is to God. He has a personal hatred for it. Do you understand? He has the word personal hatred. Once you do it, it affects your body. And then the fifth thing I want you to understand is once the sex organ, this is very, very important. Hey, everybody listen. Once the sex organ is activated, control is more difficult. You can still control it, but to be able to control it is more difficult. Let's have Songs of Solomon 2 verse 7. I will explain this. Songs of Solomon 2 verse 7. Songs of Solomon 3 verse 5. And then Songs of Solomon 8 verse 4. Songs of Solomon 2 verse 7, Songs of Solomon 3 verse 5, Songs of Solomon 8 verse 4. Once the sex organ is activated, control becomes difficult. Hallelujah. Now let's read it together. I charge you, all ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose, yes, and by the hinds of the field, that what? Let's read the next statement together. 1, 2, 3, go. That ye stir not up. Don't awake it. Don't start it. Don't awake it up, my love, till you are ready. That is what it means, teach King James, till it please. I know I have friends that have children out of wedlock, and I have friends that are promiscuous. Not now, anyway. I used to. Hallelujah. And then I asked them one day, is it easier to control yourself if you have never had sex? And then to control yourself if you have had sex? Because in my mind, I was thinking it will be easier if you have, because you have had it, so what's the point? And they told me it's more difficult if you are being engaged. You can still be able to control yourself with the help of the Holy Spirit, but it becomes more difficult. Do you understand? Yes. So in case you have not, as much as possible, try it not. And then if you have, control is possible. What all that I'm saying is that you will need double effort than somebody that has not experienced it. Are we together? Am I making sense? So, once it is activated, control becomes more difficult. So, if you have not, wisdom call for you never. And then, if you have, you need to double up, brace up. Are we together? Because if you have never been rich, the temptation to, if you have been rich, you will do anything to be rich again. Once you have ever experienced this, once you have the opportunity, it will be more difficult for you than somebody that has never experienced it. Are we together? Now, number six, basic sex education. Now, the word basic is important. That's, I'm telling you things I want to note before I continue. Basic sex education, teaching and coaching on biblical principle on sex is important as believers. Basic sex education, basic sex coaching. Proverbs 22 verse 6 is important. Hallelujah. Basic ones. Hallelujah. Basic. Now, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not what? Depart from me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3:16. And their basic sex education is very, very important. Hallelujah. All scripture, every scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, when you hear stories of young ladies going to meet their uncle and say, what is it? They taught us about sexual production in secondary school and about menstruation. What is the process? And then the uncle sleeps with them. Have you heard stories like that? Have you heard stories like that? That young lady will meet an uncle. Yes, these are real life stories. Hallelujah. You see young ladies having stains on their clothes and then they have never been educated or coached. When a young guy begins to have experiences, you see, when a child is molested because his parent never told him that as a lady, there are parts of your body nobody should touch. Once anybody should touch, come and report to me. How many of you are told that kind of information by your parents? Any boy that touched certain part of your body, come and tell me. You should be able to educate your child. So that once anybody tells that kind of thing, they should come and report. They will report. Because once they happen, there is one thing about sexual molesters. All of them have one language. If you tell anybody, they instill fear in you. Is that true? Yes. They all one language. So we need to educate young people. We need to teach them basic principles. I will get that. Many people learn sex on the media. Many people learn about sex in what? In movies. And then most times, I read documents about pornography. Most of the things we see in pornography are not real. That is not the way sex is. Actually, some young people's pictures of sex is not correct. But when they get married, they cannot stay because they have certain ecstatic, out of real life situation expectations. You know, my wedding by God's grace is next month, 14th. Praise the Lord. And I had to read a book, Model Marriage by Bishop Deckard Mills. And then there I saw about coaching about sex. And then I was like, wow, I never knew this in all my life. I was together. Now, I didn't need to know it until now that I'm getting married. Now, but there are basic information that people should know. And then they should be taught in church, not to be coached by the world. I was together. Basic information, people should be informed. When you feel like this is what your body is telling you, do this one, do X, Y, Z. When a guy holds you like this, this is what you should do. When a lady does this to you, this is what she's saying, this is what you should do. When X, Y, Z happens, this is what you do. Many of us, we are never taught. I was getting that. So you have younger ones, teach them, coach them. You know, somebody will take advantage of their ignorance. I was getting that. And then number 7, I want you to know is there is always a drive for early exposure to sex. There is always a drive for early exposure. Like there is always this, it is intentional by the devil to make it look like if you don't have sex when you are young, you know, hallelujah. Now as a young person, hallelujah. Amen. The way some of you are looking, I want your eyes to be on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Should I want to, I'm almost tempted to say, don't even rest so that you listen to me. Can you not rest so that you listen? Is it possible? Since you can get the message, is it possible? Please, I want to get your attention. As a young man, your testosterone, you know, I've asked God for grace to be able to speak to you as directly as possible. You know, your testosterone is high as a young man. Your sex drive is unusually high. And as a lady, estrogen, right? Yes, it's high. You have always a drive. Let me try it. You have had your friends. You have had them talk about you. Let me try. How many of you remember when you were in secondary school, junior secondary school? And then you wanted to wear long sleeves. You could not wait to go to SS1. How many of you remember that experience? And then you started using long sleeves. What is wrong? Long sleeve? What is special about it? Is that not true? How many of you remember when you are eating pencil, using pencil to write? And you could not wait to go to a class, you could read Bible. How many of you remember? And then when you started using Bible, there was nothing special about the Bible actually. It was just an unusual drive for pre-exposure. How do you get that? How many of you heard that people, married couples talk that you get tired of sex? How many of you heard them talk about it? How many of you had a married couple say you get tired of sex? Now you watch them women talking about and complaining about their men not having time for them. Because they are tired of it. Let me, I want to pursue money. Something else. That thing he was killing, he could not wait. He couldn't wait. Now in the morning she's there. In the app, you are there with her. And the whole night you close the door, you are together. And then you will know that that pre-expulsion drive is a demonic case like the earlier examples I gave you. You will have it. And it is always said that you don't rush what you eat forever. Is it true? You don't rush it because you know it's there. Praise the Lord. Now, no mentoring system. Now, this is number 8 before I continue. You cannot monitor somebody to say that you monitor this person, you will never fornicate. I have, you know, parents monitor their children. In foolishness, actually. Anybody that wants to fornicate, you cannot monitor him. Shall I come again? Anybody that has decided to fornicate, you can't monitor him. If he wants to fornicate, he will fornicate. Let him have bodyguard, camera in the house. They will still fornicate. The devil will give them divine wisdom on how to calculate the place and make it happen. I remember in our place, there were ladies that don't go out. They were under scrutiny. Two of them got pregnant. And we said, this pregnant must be in the afternoon. You cannot monitor them. That is why you must decide. So when you see a father saying, I'm monitoring my child, there is a level of guidance you can give a child. Altogether, there's a level of protection you can give a child. But you cannot really. You need to educate them and teach them and pray for them. And then lead them to decide not to. You are not with them in campus. No matter who you put to monitor them, they can escape. You are not with them when they go to the market. They can arrange with a guy. You are not with them when they go to the ATM. If somebody wants to fornicate, he will. If you want to go to Lagos and see their boyfriend, they will travel out. You don't even know. Right under your roof. The guy can come to your house and impregnate your daughter. So you cannot monitor somebody when they come to that area. You cannot monitor. Are we together? Are we together? Now, how do people get entangled in sexual immorality? Now, please listen to me. Altogether, how do people work? The first way is what we call environmental or societal factors. How people get entangled is environment and society. You know, in Genesis 19 from verse 32 to 33, and then Genesis 19 verse 18, when incest happened between the daughters of Lot and Lot. Altogether, the Bible said they were virgins. Is it true? They were what? Virgins. That means they have never slept with a man. But they know how to make their father drunk to sleep with them. And then they slept with the man. The man had sex 2 nights consecutively without knowing. These are people that are virgins. That means they know that they have not practiced. Do you understand me? The society has taught them. Has taught them how to woo a guy. It's the same in Judges 19. The society has taught them how to woo a guy, how to woo a lady, how to seduce a man into having sex with him. So your environment can affect you getting entangled. Are we together? If you grow up in certain parts of this country, like in Lagos or certain areas, in the north, promiscuity is not that pronounced like that. Anybody from the north here, apart from Ebenezer, who has been to the north? Our crime is different. The spirit there is different. There is violence. When you go to cities like Calabar, you go to Lagos, you go to... There are certain cities that promiscuity is pronounced. The society will teach you how to fornicate. Teach you how to use... I was in NYC camp when those people came for us and they say, if you want to show people how to wear gold cycle, come outside. It didn't happen in your camp. We are saying, it didn't happen in your camp. It didn't happen. Hey. It didn't happen. They say, if you want to show people, come outside. And then people were rolling and struggling. Yes, male. They were rolling and struggling. And then they came and did the public demonstration. That was my first time, I'm telling you. Shamelessly. And then the man was describing how to have sex publicly. That one finished. Then they said, ladies, if you come and demonstrate, I thought ladies will not come outside. The same energy of struggle with the men, that was the same energy. Ladies are running in their numbers. I could not believe my eyes. I couldn't. The society has taught them. Are we together? The society has taught them. Number two, where people get entangled is by what we call demonic influences. Many people are under demons to be immoral. Are we together? In Exodus 32 verse 6 and then 1 Corinthians 16 verse 7, the Bible says, after they drank wine, the Bible says, they rose up to play. Are we together? Many sexual indulgences are demonic influence. Demonic influence. Are you get that? You don't know that the drug is unusual. You know, I had a friend. His greatest anointing when he was an unbeliever was ladies loved him by sight. There was this anointing of seduction on him. His problem was for the lady to see him. Once he saw him, he said he has entered a problem. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ladies that I know of. See, his problem was just to see them. He was telling me a story. Hausa or any tribe. That's Muslim, any religion. Because he said that he doesn't want them that day. Once they sight him, they want him, they will begin to give him money, give him venue, and then that is it. Now he's out here. He was delivered and saved. In fact, the story of his deliverance was at the platform. I remember I went to his house. And a lady, they will come and do official weekend, official house. They bar together. I could not believe it. When I went to the house and I saw him, I said, this is the end. I went to my house. I was on my bed praying. This guy cannot continue like this. That night, an angel appeared to him physically. Hallelujah. And that was his salvation. Now he's a pastor. Praise the Lord. But the anointing on him as an unbeliever was seduction. Demonic anointing. That is the way ladies have demonic anointing to seduce men. Brothers, how many of you have ever a sister tell you, hello, how are you? You just say sister, and then you have an unusual urge. Has it happened to you? See, I want you to respond to me. Don't look spiritual this morning. Has it happened to you, brother? Let me see if it has happened to you. You see, there's a question that I know that's happened to everybody. If your hand is not up, I am marking you as a liar. I am marking you. I know you are a liar. Are we together? Unusual influence of demons on them. Praise the Lord. Yes. So most of this is demonic influence and people get fall. And then they don't even know. They think the guy like me. The guy, I like his voice. I like his voice. I like the way he talks. Anytime he calls me. The devil invented colored light because of sex and sexual immorality. And then you go to the house, the guy has a particular song. That when he's playing cool R&B. Are we together? Intentionally to influence your mind. Number three, where people get entangled is by exposure to immorality through the entrance of their soul. Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 27. Please, let's read that. People get entangled through exposure to immorality through the entrance. Now, what are the entrance to your soul? What are the entrance? Number one is what? Your what? Your eyes. Number two, your ear. I love you. Hallelujah. Ladies get entangled by their ear. If you don't have money as a young man, know how to talk. Is that not true? It will help you. Because they fall for what they hear. That you can tell, you can tell a lady. Today is Wednesday. If you have convincing power, she will believe you. That way you can see them with the complete accident that has happened. Not accident waiting to happen. The guy is an accident that has happened already. And then you see the kind of sister following you. Wonder where is her brain. But because the guy can talk. After you counsel her, she will go and put on WhatsApp. No monkey can separate my relationship. Hallelujah. Because the guy knows how to talk. So the guy is the eyes, that's true. So you, once a lady wear a short above the skirt, tight clothes, you know, that's why they say, pastor, young ladies should not sit down with short skirt in front. Because even man of God, under the anointing, is not immune. Is that true? I used to just remember, I went to church one day, and then a lady sat down in front of me. She was wearing complete net material. No net material. Her bra, only her bra was what she wore. I was right behind her. Lift up your hand to worship. I was not seeing Holy Spirit. I said, this service is not me. I picked my Bible. See, no casting, no binding. I picked my Bible, went to the other side of the church. And those, because if I am there, for the 20 minutes I was there, God was not on my mind. See, that is why you must watch the entrance, your eyes, your ears, where again? All your five senses are the entrance to your soul. When you see the Proverbs 20 to 27, okay, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. 21, we are reading to 27. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Is that true? Keep them in the midst of your heart, yes. For they are life unto them that find them and health to all their flesh. 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Guard it, for out of it are the issues of life. Then he began to mention, yes. Put away from them a forward mouth, your taste buds. Are we together? There are certain things that are sexually inclined. Sweet, candy, shawarma. Are we together? What are they again? Is it true? There are particular things that when you get yourself ready and perversely put away from the yes, the rest of them. 25. Let your eyes look how. Let it straight. Don't look left or right. Is it true? Let your eyes be straight. You know, brothers, we have the temptation to look twice. The first temptation don't always make us fall. Let me look at Ashe very well. Then you look twice. It's that second looking that make you fall. But then he said, look, once you look once. No, Job 31 verse 1, the Bible said, Job said, I made a covenant with my eye. Not to look at what? A virgin lustfully. You can vow with your eye that your even married man still look. Lucre. It's a sin. Are we together? You must train your eye. You must train your eye. Anything that my wife doesn't have, I don't need it. Are we together? And then don't be looking left as if you are shopping clothes. No! Don't be looking how she looking, how she if you go 8. Not whether if you go 7, 8, 9, none of your business. Bible says, let your eye be washed straight. Alright. And let your eyelid look right before the, when you reach 27, mention all the seven senses. Hallelujah. So when you expose your eye to immorality, your soul is entangled. Are we together? When you hear the wrong things, there is an intonation with love. Hallelujah. Ladies like baritone voices. Guard your soul. Is that true? Number four, how people get entangled is by peer pressure. That is peer deception and entangled. In 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 3, do you remember the story of Amnon? He said he was sick because of his stepsister Tamar. Then his friend came, Jonadab, and said, you are a king, so you are dead. Make yourself sick. That's the way I know that somebody can make himself sick. Make yourself sick and let her come. See an advice. Some people are victims today because of their friends. Told them, suggested the babe, arrange the room, in fact, excuse his room for them. Calculated the appointment for them, arrange the babe. Arrange the guy, get the numbers, exchange the contact, arrange everything, and then how was it? Because of peer pressure, you have not had sex, and they have a way of talking cynically to make you look stupid. Are we together? They want you to become like them so that you are always, they know what they have done is bad. Many people are victims because if not for the friends they had, they wouldn't have ever experienced it. Are we together? So people get entangled by peer pressure, wrong fraternities, and then before you know, you are into it. Hallelujah. And then number five, how people get exposed is by abuse and by deception. Deuteronomy 22 verse 25. Some people were actually forced into it. You are trapped, and then the man forced himself on you. You never calculated it. Are we together? And then some were deceived. When you came to the guy's room, he knew what was in his mind. He intentionally cooked the food, intentionally drugged you, but played the music or brought a movie that has a scene. I know somebody that the sister had a son because they were watching a movie. And before she knew it, a boy landed. You know what I'm talking about? They were watching a movie and then, you know, emotional scene, real sex scenes. And then the ladies there, all of you in the room, watching movie, of course, everybody sitting loose. And then you are close, holding yourselves. How will you be talking about the Holy Spirit in that kind of situation? How will you survive it? How will you survive it? How will you get that? The guy knew what he was doing when he selected that movie when you are coming. He knew, you were deceived. But he knew what he was doing. Or the lady that initiated sex, he knew what she was doing when she wore that jumper. When she wore that, what's the name of this? A bomb shot. When you came to her house. You know, I remember when I was a papa, I went to one of the zones to visit one of the ladies. I went to her room. Then she was also, I said, this lady, she didn't give me a stone at all. Ask me, what is your problem? And then I built another house. And then, sometimes when I built, I said, and then, I'll be sit down. Don't sit down intentionally. You know, intentionality. You know, I've been in situations, my God. See, until you have been tempted, don't brag that you have escaped. Even when I'm still not bragging, I'm still asking God for grace. When you face real situation, when you see the lapse of a lady, you see her chest, and nobody was there apart from you and the Holy Spirit. I know this lady, what she's doing is face-to-face seduction. You are the one that's being deceived, but she knows what she's doing. Intentionally come around you and hold you and do certain things. You are the one being fooled. So some people fall because they were deceived. And some people were forced into it. But you will not be deceived. And you will not deceive anybody. In the name of Jesus Christ. And some people fall because of the weakness of the flesh. Because the loss of the flesh, the pride of life. Hallelujah. Unusual love, unusual appetite. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you four things that happen during sex in the Word of God. And maybe this will help you to understand some people. Hallelujah. Four things happen during sex. The first thing is what we call a covenant. I know you have heard it before. Please hear me. Are we together? Amos 3:3 say, can two work together and save what? They agree. You know, there are particular things that make covenants happen. And the covenant of blood is stronger. Do you know that? Is that true? In your body, biologically, that sperm is not in a particular organ. The seminal organ. Every sperm you see is a ton. It was blood that became. Are you aware of that? Same with the ladies. Everyone has certain things that happen, and then there are always covenants enacted. God made it that way because it should be like that in marriage, so that it will bind you together. Is the abuse that is now wrong? Whether you know or not, have you had the people that were initiated into secret society without them knowing? They didn't know what they were doing, but they had entered. I've had the people initiated into the Illuminati by online, by filling certain applications and filling their data. I know of a young in Aushi, a federal university, 100 level orientation, fill your form and join our campus. She wrote her name. By 12 minutes, she was in a meeting. Woke up and then she was initiating the meeting. Woke up and then physically there was a ring on her leg. So by writing your name to join a fellowship, yes. So some people got it without knowing. Are we together? So covenants are established. Make sure you make the covenant with the person you will spend the rest of your life with, because covenants are powerful. Somebody can summon you by the potency of covenant and you'll be a victim. So in case you are involved in it, you need to consciously break the covenant. By what? Consciously verbalizing, I refuse every legal agreement I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly. I will get that. You have to consciously break. If not, you may not know the person, but you have a covenant with somebody unknowingly. The second thing that happened is the union of the body, spirit, and soul. 1 Corinthians 6:16. Your body, your soul, and spirit becomes one. How many of you believe the Bible? How many of you believe the Bible? Now let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go.
What? Know ye not that he which is what? Joined to an harlot is one body. For two said he shall be one flesh. That means if somebody slept with a prostitute and then the prostitute traveled to Calabar, it's not only that you are with her in Calabar there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So you yourself automatically have become a prostitute. Do you get that? Hey, how do you get that at all? You become one spirit, soul, and body. The negativity, let me tell you, I met a guy that he was first of all abused at the age of 5. And then he had unusual urge. He began visiting the house of prostitute at the age of a secondary school level. Sat down in my room, I was telling him, yes. Began to visit prostitute at secondary school level. His life, he almost committed suicide because of masturbation. He got saved, got filled with the Holy Ghost, this school of ministry, did everything to stop masturbation. He could not. We went to the hospital, he almost removed his male organ. Practically. Because once you are saved, that is why I understood what is masturbation. You can't control yourself. You don't want to do it, but you find yourself doing it. You have resolved not to do it. You have made New Year resolution. He has told me of New Year resolution. Many people, but he couldn't stop it. That is why you must know that it's 100% demonic. What you need is casting out and deliverance. Are we together? So, because they are now unified with those people he has visited. Now, the reason why the Bible, but anybody, not just an hour, once you sleep with somebody, you are not one. Are we together? Yes. The weaknesses of that person affect you. The strength of that person affects you. You know, when I got into relationship, as time went on, I became closer with my fiancée. We get closer. Sometimes, as I pick my phone to call her, how to she's picking her phone to call her? I want to say something. She will want to say something. The same words. If you have been in a relationship, is it like that? Just come back and you get so close that you almost say the same thing. Okay, now they're not here. Don't think about that. So because of a heart connection. So if you are sexually involved, the two of you is no longer two people, it's one person. That's how dangerous it is. And then the third thing that happened is that you make losses physically. As a man, you lose a lot of things in your semen. You lose your energy. You lose a lot of energy you're using to make money. You make losses. Now, that loss is... Now, there is always losses, even in marriage. The loss is only positive and productive when in marriage. But the loss is negative when outside marriage. Do you understand that? Come on, do you understand that? You always make losses physically. Hallelujah. Now, when you read Genesis chapter 38, verse 9, there are a lot of scriptures that come back. You make losses physically. That's why a man that is always promiscuous, when Solomon died, he died very, very early. Why? Because he had 1,000 wives. Do you know what it means to have 1,000 wives? How many days do we have in a year? 300 and what? And the young man has 1,700 wives and 300 concubines. Think about having sex every day. Just think of, there are days when you want to marry, the day of your marriage, you must have sex. That's the way it is. The way the official marriage is sex. Are we together? He could not live long like his father. His body was weakened. Are we together? Yes. See a lady that has been promiscuous, no matter the kind of expensive cream she used, her body is affected. No matter what she tries. Hallelujah. No matter the kind of surgery, no matter what, her body will show that this person has been promiscuous. Praise the Lord. So you make a lot of, and then number three is true knowledge of the person is known. You know, anybody that has slept with you has truly known you. You know, in Genesis 12, I want to say, Adam knew Eve. Then your best knowledge, that's why we call it private part. Nobody knows it apart from you, normally. But when you have sex with somebody, the person has, there's nothing about you to hide again. When you read the Bible, King James, if you're a King James Bible reader, the Bible will always say that you knew this person. You knew this person. Is it true? That means you are known, you are naked. Everything about you, there's nothing to hide again. Hallelujah. So you are known. Imagine being known by seven different men. You're not in the discourse about you. Everything about you is known. That's why after a while you lose the value. You got men are like hunters. Every man. See, ladies, let me tell you something. Men, by default, they are promiscuous. Look at he-goat. Look at male animals as examples. They cannot stay in one place. That is what God said, wait till he marries you. And then let him be a believer. And then the Bible will teach you, don't fornicate. His pastor will tell him, don't go anywhere. He will control himself. If he sleeps with you, he will run for somebody else. It takes extra grace for that guy to marry. Even if he marries you, there will be a problem. I will tell you the dangers now. Altogether, he will run for somebody else. Men always want something fresh. Guys, is it true? Is it true? You're not even married though, but you're always saying it's true. And she's thinking about the future. That's why you must be wise. Are we together? Let no man know you like that. No. There are certain parts of your body that should not be seen by anybody. Are we together? Protect it with decorum and honor. Nowadays, men are also seductive. I heard that there are certain clothes that men, I don't know that, you know, we know that women, men can be tempted by the side of a woman. Nowadays, I used to know that now there are male models that they wear certain underwears and certain clothes that women look at them and have sexual attraction towards them. Are you aware of that? Hey! What are the dangers of immorality? The first danger is what I call 100% regret. What did I say? Not 99.9. Anybody that has been immoral, when you ask them, they regretted it. Intentionally or not intentionally. You know this song? If the clock of time can be rewinded, many of them will never do it. No matter the fun, the experience, if they rewind time and they know what they know today, they won't do it. Is it true? 100% regret. He was a Casanova. He was singing and enjoying it, but he didn't know much. When he know better, they will always regret it. You know, in the book, anytime I read my Bible and I get to 2 Samuel chapter 11, I feel everything about David was smooth. Everything. Until he met Bathsheba. That was the end of his story. From verse 11 to the end of his story, it was catastrophe, chaos. Just for 5 minutes or, I don't know, just for a minute. A moment of pleasure, a lifetime of regret. He had concubines. He had wives. God said, I will give you such and just. If you want 1,000 wives like Solomon, you can have. But don't that add ruin that young man? Are we together? 100% regret. Number two consequence is what we call generational bondage and torture. In 2 Samuel, now, in case you have been a victim, don't worry. I'm not telling you the general consequence. Hallelujah. There are ways out. Praise the Lord. Now I'm talking about people that are still actively engaged and people that are planning to engage. Oh, yeah. 2 Samuel 12:9. Generational bondage and torture. You see, let me tell you something. I know what it means to be in conference. Some people sleep in conference. Some people can be in Shiloh and still fornicate. Some people can be in Holy Ghost Congress and still fornicate. Some people can be in anywhere. See, I'm telling you what, and I'm telling you realities. Praise the Lord. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite and with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Yes, the next verse, man. Verse 10. Now therefore the sword shall never, did you see that word never? Part from your house. Yeah. Because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. 11. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house. I will take thy wife before thee and give them to thy neighbor. That was how Solomon slept with 7 of his wives. His son sleeping with his father's wife. Absalom, sorry. In the open. Fulfilling this. Altogether. That was when Amnon suddenly developed an unhealthy appetite for Tamar. forced her in his room, pushed her like a dog because of David. What the father did, chaos in the family, gave back to Solomon, the other son forced himself to become king, and Luther continued. Generational problem. There are people today that are promiscuous because of their fathers, because of their mothers. Is it true? You know, this week we'll be looking at breaking transgenerational weakness by Wednesday. All together, we'll be looking at how to break trans weaknesses that you saw in your father, in your mother. All together. But the issue is, there is transgenerational bondage. The children were in bondage, not willingly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four danger is loss of dignity, honor, and apparent shame. You lose your dignity. Have you ever seen a man that was caught in adultery right in the act? Have you ever seen them arresting people? Is there anything glorious about it? I'm a castle. No. I know of a lecturer in my place with married to a cool wife, a medical doctor. Not knowing that it was a nursing school, and all day he was just there busy anointing the females in the campus. Hallelujah. And the news got all over. He was an elder serving Holy Communion. And one of the students said, came and met the pastor, said, anytime I take the communion, this is my serving communion, I feel bad because they know what they're into and they know what he's doing in the campus. The rule got spread. He had to leave the place and relocate and live somewhere else. Lost his dignity in the whole area. Shame. You know, in Genesis chapter 38 from verse 20 to 24, when Judah went and slept with his son's wife unknowingly, altogether, she paraded herself as a prostitute, slept with her, promised to send a kid. When he sent it, she took it away. And shame be said of us. Hallelujah. Your dignity will go. You will lose your dignity. Even before that person, immediately you lose your dignity. You know, that is why, you see, let me tell you one way to know a lady has been promiscuous, a guy, especially ladies. They will tend to reveal more of their body. Because what got your attention the first time, you need extra. You have lost a level of value before that person. See what I'm talking about? Are we here? Yes. Inside them, they have a way they know that they have lost self-esteem. That dignity of virginity, that dignity of manhood, you lose it. You become an item of shame and reproach. You see, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. None of you will be a victim. In the name of Jesus. You will never be exposed to shame and reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, is what we call chain reaction of negativity. How many of you know what we call domino effect? No domino effect? When you lying caught together, as this one is falling, the next one is falling, the next one is falling, the next one is falling. From that instant, a lot of things about your life begin to go down. It becomes a chain reaction. You begin to steal money to maintain that lifestyle. You begin to lie more to maintain that. It will become a chain reaction of negativity, like David. From David to Amnon, Amnon to Solomon, to Absalom, Absalom to Adonijah, down like that. Are we together? It will become a domino effect. It will not just end on that bed. From that moment, you have kickstart a reaction. That's what we call chain reaction. That's what we call redox reaction. 2 will become 4. 4 will become 8. 8 will become 16. 16, 32, 64, like that. That is the mystery behind nuclear chemical. You can drop it here and then it can last for 100 years. The nuclear bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, till today is still active. Are you aware? Nuclear reactions don't die. They keep multiplying. You can drop them in one place and that is it. They begin to spread like tentacles, like octopus. So you activate chain reactions in your life of negativity. It's not worth it. Say with me, it's not worth it. Shout, it's not worth it. Number 5, you have got mistrust, suspicion, and unbalanced psychology later in relationships. You begin to suspect. I read one joke. See, one lady told her father, I'm going to raise you my friend. She said, we better get back inside now. How about your mother used to tell your father when she used to come and see me? Do you understand? Right, that would be the same thing your father should tell you, your mother used to tell your father when she used to come and see me. See, have you ever met couples that they were promiscuous before they got married and then they were suspicious after the marriage? Have you ever met people like that? Let me see. Have you ever met somebody like that? Let me see your hands. You have met people like that. How was it? You'll be monitoring the phone call like monitoring spirit. Even if the person says in church, you will not believe. Because you remember those days, he said he was in church and he was in your house. Do you understand that? You will begin to suspect that person. All the time he was doing before, when he said it now, you will not believe him. I have seen it happen physically and I've seen kung fu. Physically, yes. Because of suspicion. Why are you calling? Why are you beginning? I don't know if I'm calling again. Yeah. But some people will have to change their wife's number, change Facebook account. What's the point? Because she may have people she may connect with. Unnecessary suspicion. You will suspect the person. Because if you were together, he could not keep himself. What is the guarantee? He'll be with somebody that can keep himself. Do you understand that? You know, if your mind is innocent, there are certain things you cannot even imagine. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So don't do it, especially if you want to marry with anybody. Because in the future, you begin to suspect even an innocent person. Are we together? You'll be wondering what brought me to church today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we need to hear this kind of word?
Yes, sir.
All right. Number six is what we call, we open yourself to demonic influences. Some people can become depressed. Some people can become obsessed. Some people can, you know, I have heard stories of many people that said, after sleeping with somebody, that was how they lose their destiny. I've had people that confess that when they were in the occultic world, they used to have power that anybody that slept with them doesn't have destiny. Have you heard stories like that? That's stories like that, right? Yes. You see that from there, your head will not begin to work again. You lose your glory, everything. All these things are very, very real. Especially in the West. Praise the Lord. You open up yourself. Imagine sleeping with somebody that has slept with 30 people. Imagine. The 30 people, you don't know the kind of demons they have. Slept with people from different tribes. From Igala, Idoma, Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. That's a prostitute. Is that not true? A mechanic, a doctor, a teacher. A yahoo boy. All of them shall sleep with them. And then you come, Guguma, how much? Just pay your money, just sleep with her. You don't know what you have opened yourself into. And then you wake up, you expect your head to be correct. Go wrong now. It won't be right. Is that not true? It didn't work. It didn't work. You woke up from there and you are a different person. When they say left, you are putting right. Your life begins to go down. Are we together? Number seven. You are the risk of diseases, sicknesses, and contamination. It's unfortunate that HIV is a product of bestiality. Is that not true? HIV came from animals, true of us. A human slept with the animals and when I slept with a human being and then the chain reaction continued. Now in Africa, in phase two, we have them. From somebody sleeping with an animal. You have a chance of contacting diseases. Even with protection, over your way. There are many people that still call contacting HIV with a seemingly protection. There is a way. You see, in the story of Psalms, David and Bathsheba. I saw something this week. In my reading plan this week, coincidentally, I was reading that story. The Bible says that she just finished her cycle. Can we look for that place? 2 Samuel chapter 11, man. I don't know why it is. It just came to mind. Let me show you something. 2 Samuel 11. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 11. I want to show you something. Verse 4. Now, are we together? Are you in church? Wave your hand if you are here. Alright, now let me show you something. And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him. And he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house. If you have another translation, put it there. This is King James. It means she just finished her cycle, her menses. How's it get that? Put another translation. Let's see. Then seven servants to her together. She came to him and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. Now, is that message? Let's see. Message has a way of. Making it interesting. That message. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, David sent his agent. Hallelujah, can you see? David sent his agent to her. After she arrived, he went to bed with her. This occurred during the time. Okay, this one said during the time of following her period. That means after she just finished her period. Now, as a lady, after period, you know that that's what we call window period. You don't have a chance of getting pregnant. Is it true? But God has a way of calculating man. David was, it was the devil that gave him that urge and calculated her and make him still vulnerable. Do you understand that? So you may think that you may be free and then you have a protection. The devil will make the virus swim past that ladder and enter you. Are we together? Because he wants to get to you. It's the devil we're talking about, and it's his virus we're talking about. He will control them to enter you. Hallelujah. And then finally, you will lose God's manifest presence. Now, how do you control yourself? How together we are closing now. How do you control yourself? How many of you want to escape it? How many of you want to escape it? How many of you want to learn how to control yourself? Hallelujah. The first thing is decide that you want to be free in case you are actively involved. Hallelujah. In case you are actively involved in any of them, what did I say? Decide that they want to be free. No more! Hallelujah. From today, no woman will ever have sex with me till I marry. No man will ever have sex with me till I'm married. All together, decide it. All together, decide it. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in this sanctuary, I am this. Now, you know, you can say you are deciding, but you are not deciding, but in your heart, decide. Say, I decide. That I will not defile myself before my wedding in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two is repent from all previous involvement. And then what? Cut off all the bridges. John 8:11. What does it say? Repent from all previous engagement and do what? Cut off the bridges. Cut off. Praise the Lord. The Bible says what? Lead me not into Matthew 6:30, is that true? Bible says, she said, no man, Lord. That was the woman that was condemned because of sex. How do you hear that? Said, then, Jesus said, neither do I. Then he said what? Go and... Now you have a guy that you know he was the one that, after this kind of message, he had decided. And then you are seeing his chart. Babe, how far? Around 11 p.m. or around 10 p.m. How far? What will you do? So now I've decided. Let me just answer him now. Let me answer him. I did. I'm fine. How are you? I'll just say one word. I'll just greet him just so that I'll not be rude. I'll just greet him. Just, how are you? How fine. I'm missing you. What are you wearing? Why are you asking me? And the guy has, you know, circular guys, they know how to get the answer. He's a trained Casanova. He knows how to get you. Before you know, you have forgotten the sermon on Sunday. Hallelujah. Before you know, you have forgotten. Something happened in my house yesterday. I just came out in the night and I saw a young lady coming up, a young guy's room. I was like, when she was just, it was like that, she was called. I said, be free, be free. I'm not, I don't even know you. Hallelujah. I said, be free. Praise the Lord. Cut off the religion. You know, don't delete the number. Save, don't pick. Write their number and write, don't pick. Anytime the person, don't pick. Block them. Go on Facebook, block them. How to get that? Cut off from them. How to get that? Cut off. How to get that? Avoid the atmosphere. Like I always say, atmosphere. Remember the case of Tamar. The Bible says, flee, 2 Timothy 2:22. Say what? Flee fornication. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? No, pray in tongues when you are tempted. When you see a young lady with her ties, her born again, with her bum shot, you are together, you are tempted. Shabbat, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Is that what the Bible says? You what? You will not survive it. I know a man that went to preach to a brothel. He entered up in one of the rooms. True life story, yes. You see, let me tell you something. See, my stories are 100% true. Believe me. Ended up in the brothel. God did not send you there. Another one I had, I read in Lagos, the brothel you gathered together and beat him. Don't go there. Because the ladies will intentionally lay themselves on the loose to seduce him. He's a human being. But they lead us not in, don't be there. Cut off from that guy, cut off from that lady. Say from today, I'm not seeing you alone in the room. Calculate the way to avoid you alone, because you cannot have sex in the public. Is that not true? Intentionally cut off those certain, remove the atmosphere is stronger than prayer. I'm telling you. You hear what I'm saying? Stronger than your prayer and fasting. I told them a true life story of Ajakuta here. They went to the mountain, they were praying for their maiden, 3 days fasting. They went to the mountain. When they came to the valley, they went to their room to break their fast. They had sex. True life story, yes. Because atmosphere is stronger than prayer. 3 days fasting and prayers. Lord, the marriage is undefiled. No, they could not survive the atmosphere. Never be holding a lady by her waist. You see her breast, you see her thigh. The Lord is good. You will not survive it. A brother is holding you alone in the room. Before you know, you are pulling his clothes. Avoid the atmosphere. Look, let them say you are a Jew guy. Be extra Jew. 3 me now. Let them say you are Sister Mary. Say you are Sister Mary plus plus. Plus plus. Avoid the atmosphere. Don't create it. Not everybody can be with a lady in a room. If you cannot, avoid it. Please, I'm surely Lord, I beg you. Please. If you can't survive it, avoid it. See, some of you know what I'm saying because maybe you have never had opportunities before. If you have had an opportunity, you understand. Okay, all the things I've been saying, if it really makes sense to somebody here, let me see your hands up. Like, practical sense. All right. That is very, very encouraging. Hallelujah. Avoid it. I don't want one of our church members, the ministry member at that time, she came to the office, she was telling me that a brother was trying to, I just sit down. Let me tell you, I've been to your house 1, 2, 3 times. Look at the way you are dressing, look at what you did. I could see your inner wear. Look at what you did. I described what she did to her. I said, you think I was not a human being, huh? That's one. Secondly, is try what you are doing to me with somebody and see if you survive it. Yes. Let her just try with somebody else and see if she will survive. If the guy will not pounce on her. How together? Avoid the atmosphere. And from that time, I say, that house is marked. If she wants to go to hell, she has. I'm not going. If somebody will visit her, somebody else will be there, not me. Avoid the atmosphere. How together? When it is raining, there is a certain atmosphere that makes sex thing come to your mind. Watching movie, when you are the person, watch play Benny Hinn. Did you hear what I say? Yes, when we are the person, play what? Don't play American movie. Don't play. Play Selma. Play that W.F. Kumuyi. Play Dr. D.J. Olukoya. That's all. Yes, play it. Anytime you are together, it's a message. No movie. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You see, guys, it may look as if I'm joking now, but it's the reality.
Yes, sir.
Avoid the atmosphere. Atmosphere is stronger than your prayer. The angels that are protecting you, be saying, angels, be going now. Before you know, how did it happen? That's why many people cry after their sex because they don't know where they couldn't explain how it happened. They can explain, but they cannot explain, really. Are we together? Is it true? Many people cry after their affections because they can explain, they cannot really explain. That's what I'm saying. They are in between, they can explain. Because the truth is, you can explain and somebody can really explain. And like I said on Friday, if you want to sleep with a lady, there's always a chemical rush between the two of you. You are pulling your trousers, you are throwing your trousers. And then I think you are on her now. She said, I have HIV. Now, you could not control yourself before, but automatic self-control will enter you. Two of us. Automatic. Like, with that anointing, with that sermon, self-control will enter you. Because already I think it have been burning you. So see that, somehow, they say they do not know how it happened. Somehow, that's why I say they know, and somehow they don't know. How do you get that? Yes. So avoid the atmosphere. See how we avoid the atmosphere. Like Tamar said, bring the food to your room. There is a way a brother can tell you something and you know this person is suspicious. True or yes? It's not true. Ladies, it's not true. Come by 10:30. When you come to the house, no. Nobody's at the house. And as you're entering, you're sitting in the parlor. No, let's come inside. Now come inside. I want to sit in the parlor. There's a way you will know. It's your bread on your leg. Oh, there you will know. That's not true. The guy that has never bought you coke for you, he has bought you a drink now, and he has never bought the drink for you, but on that day he bought the drink for you. Would you suspect it? Would you suspect it? You know, this brother Cain, there is a brother in prayer in it. All right. A brother in prayer in it. Number four, is seek deliverance in any case of addiction. Not only counseling. If you are masturbating, if you are into pornography, if you are promiscuous and you cannot control it, what you need to seek is deliverance, not only counseling. Are we together? Let that demon be expunged from your life. Because you will not be able to stop. Your decision cannot stop you. It's what we call, the Bible calls it besetting sin. It's above your will. Hallelujah. And then number five is the power of accountability, mentorship, and knowledge. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, when David fell, Nathan came and spoke to him. Are we together? Have somebody you can talk to. Have somebody you can account to. Are we together? Report your life to, and then let them monitor your growth. Monitor your process. Praise the Lord. Now, Apostle, if you hear, listen to Apostle Aaron's message on mastering appetite. Somehow, your mentor will know when you want to fall. I've called certain people at certain times and they say, if you have not called me, I will have done this. Yes, because God knows that they have authority over your life. Somehow, God will speak to them when you want to fall. Altogether, they will cross call you. Don't do that call. Why don't you hear that call? That your brain will come back to see senses. Praise the Lord. Yes, have to, you know, I've been, anytime I'm stepping into a relationship, that is why your relationship must be accountable to somebody. Took her to my spiritual father, this is it. This is later I want to stay. What do you see? It's okay, you can go ahead. She took me to hers. Now you may say it's old school. But that is why I sustained our relationship for over 4 years plus. In case your head wants to miscorrect, your head, you will come back to your senses. How do you get that? Even if you want to break for no reason, you will think about your mentor. Why did you break? What did you say? Are you okay? You think about the people that are involved. Nobody's accounting. The guy can leave you any and do anything he wants to do because nobody can call him to order. How do you get that? Learn to bring your things under order. Be mentor, be supervised. Nobody put you under pressure. Our fathers in the Lord, in the olden days, they had the purest like this. You can only meet the lady in church, in fact. And then with an elder around. You see, it looks like old school. Now they allow you to meet you in the room. Look at what you are doing. All together? So nowadays, marriage 4 years and then the marriage is ending. Pastor was telling me how his father married his wife. No serious love. Source recommendation and that is it. And look at Pastor today and they are still married. Solid marriage. You are saying, I love you 7 years and you marry and then 1 year the marriage has broken because of these kind of things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then number six is always rely on God's mercy. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Now some of you are spiritual here. Some of you are spiritual. Hallelujah. As you are talking, you say, no, I am sanctified with the Holy Ghost. I am covered. I am blood. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I will never. Now listen to this. Wherefore let him that what? Thinketh he stand. Take heed lest he what? So in case you think, no, I'm a minister pious. I am sold out. I am sold out to God. Hallelujah. Bible says, be careful. Never come to an end that you are proud that you know you cannot fall. I will get that. Always monitor yourself. And then watch the entrance to your soul. Praise the Lord. And then you know, when you are spiritual, one of the things I discovered that can help you in this kind of thing is when you are spiritual, you are pursuing your purpose. Romans 8 verse 13 says, through the spirit you can mortify the deeds of the flesh. The more spiritual you get, the less you master this appetite. There's a message by Apostle Adam, mastering appetite. How do you get that? The more you fast, the more spiritual you get, these carnal things, there's a way you subdue it. How do you get that? You can never have sex after 3 days fasting immediately. Like in the midst of the third day or second day you're fasting and then a lady is naked before you, you will not feel anything. Try it. You will not feel anything. Your body is too weak to react. Are we together? Yes. Don't understand, brother. Just try 2 days fasting. And then play pornography. Intentionally play it. You will tell me, look, why did you do it? Your body. You are looking for anything to breathe. Is it sex that will come into your mind? You can't. Are we together? As that's the same thing with the lady. Be spiritual. Pray and kill that appetite. Anytime you feel any unusual or begin to pray in tongues, don't pamper it. Don't carry pillow. How do you do that? Don't carry pillow. Don't carry teddy bear. Don't know. I didn't plan all this, but God is speaking to somebody. Maybe somebody needs to carry pillow. Don't carry pillow. How do you get that? Speak in tongues. Control that thought. Hallelujah. And then the last counsel to solve this. Now, touch your neighbor. Say, hear this one. Proverbs 5 verse 18. And then Malachi 2 verse 14. Check him and say, hear this one. Now, 1, 2, 3, go. Let thy fountain be blessed. And rejoice with what? Marry early. Is the way, ultimate way. Now, it may not be the ultimate way. Hallelujah. But it will solve it. Marry what? Marry early. My mentor, Dr. Bishop Dacker, me said that one of the reasons why he married early. How do you hear that? One of the reasons why he married early was because his other friends were promiscuous. And since he was a believer, he could not be promiscuous. What's happening? Since he was a believer, he could not be promiscuous. He's only been like, let him marry early. He married early. That's why our fathers married early. Bishop Edebo married at 27, is it true? Yes. To the point that he married 25. 2 years, yes. You don't know, Kennedy, how was Kennedy Aiken married? He married at 21. When you read the marriage at 19, 20, 21, till today, yes. Till last week, yes, 17, 18 or something like that, yes. Marry early. Anytime you are, you can close your office and roam. Where are you? Be going home now. You are free. You can control all the urge. Yes. As a matter of fact, I listen to the look here. Say, it's not safe for you to be in the deliverance ministry if you are not married. There are certain denominations like Equa. You cannot be a pastor. Once you are a pastor, you are single. They give you a deadline. Marry or you resign. Yes. There are certain denominations that do that. See, the way you're looking at me, you see, realities are real. How to get that? Realities are real. Marry early. In case you can't control yourself, look for the dowry. Anyhow, look for the house. I want to marry. Your parents are saying, look at me and say, listen, tell them, this is what is happening. I can't control myself. If you leave me, I'll be promiscuous. If they still refuse, then that's it. Many people, parents that stop their children, the children want to escape, but they stop them, and then the children become, they be promiscuous at their back without them knowing. Marry early to solve it. Now, marrying is not a bailout to adultery. How do you get that? Well, at least they have solved 50% already. Is that right? So marry early. Hallelujah. I give you two counsel. Number one is, if angel could fall, angels, you remember the angels in the book of Genesis, when they came from heaven and they saw the dance, the sons of women, angels who, and they saw women, I said, wow, what is happening? And they took the ladies and gave her to the giant. Who are you, Chika? Who are you? Just think, who are you? Benga, are you more sanctified? They have been in God's presence before they became human beings. But when they came and saw Moyo, they came and saw Tamsel, hallelujah, maybe because I mentioned it now, when they came to the earth, and saw ladies, angels could not survive. That means you must take it to yourself. All together? Are we together? Take it to yourself. There's a message by my mentor, Dr. Paul, that means the boys in danger. And then women, and what again? Girls in danger. I think it's in my system. If you want, you can get it earlier. Yes. If angels could not survive with their brother, our case is free. Now, those ladies were even more well-dressed. Nowadays, we have naked ladies walking on the street practically. Practical nakedness. True, yes. Yes. Number two is, if you are a victim of it before, renew your mind. Altogether, decide to stop and then what? Renew your mind. Praise the Lord. Now be careful with sharing your stories. If you have been a victim, don't share your story with anybody anyhow. Be very, very careful. Learn to share your stories with wisdom. Praise the Lord. Be careful with sharing your experiences. Learn to share them with wisdom. Share them with people that have the ability to handle your story. Altogether, people that could hear your story and nobody else will hear it else. Not every man of God has that kind of grace. Praise the Lord. Learn to be careful with your story. And then never convict. If you meet anybody that has been a victim before, you don't know their story. You don't know what led them to it. You don't know what was their story. You don't know their experience. You don't know whether they never had something like this before. You don't know where they grew up. Are we together? Never condemn people like that. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Don't condemn people. And then number five is learn to forgive people. In case you have anybody around you that has cheated on you or has done anything like that, learn to forgive. Are we together? Learn to forgive. And then finally, have wisdom in your relationships. Praise the Lord. Have wisdom. Before you get into a relationship, two of you must vow never to have sex. Have wisdom. There are certain things that two of you must never do. You can start from holding of hands, you move to holding of neck, the hand will drop to waist. From the waist, it starts drop to thigh. How do you get that? You must put boundaries. There's a book, Love and Boundaries. You must put boundaries. How do you get that? You must be wise in your relationship. Because some people fall innocently. Bible says the marriage is undefiled and the bed is undefiled. All right? Be wise in your relationship. Say, be wise in my relationship. Now, you know, when I say close your eyes, some people used to open their eyes. Whether maybe God is telling them to take attendance or people lifting up their hands. Now, I want everybody to close his eyes, please, and bow your head. Now, like I said, when you have sex, you have made certain covenant or vow unknowingly. Now, I want to pray for you. Yesterday night, I slept late. Woke up very late again this morning, still praying that everyone in any situation that need the yoke broken, I will pray for you now and then you'll be free. I can assure you, you'll be free. I want you to lift up your hands. Now, those of you that I've spoken with, you don't need to lift up your hand because I know I prayed for you already. Now, any other else, let me see your hands. I want to pray for you. Nobody, your case is free. Let me see your hands up. I'm praying for you. Lift your hands up. Be free. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I'll pray for you. You have to lift up your hands. You brought it down. I want to pray for you. You'll be free right now. I want to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name. Hallelujah. I don't know. Your story is free. No, every eyes, please, should be closed. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them. That in the name of Jesus, every covenant, every vow, every agreement is broken. I take authority. No, don't say amen. Don't say amen in your heart. Amen means you are agreeing. I take authority over every covenant I've entered into unknowingly. In the days of ignorance, God overlooked. Now I ask for mercy in their life. Anything they have lost, I ask for a recovery, a restoration on sevenfold in the name of Jesus. You are blessed to start afresh in Jesus' name. Now everybody, can you be on your feet? Now how many of you got something this morning? How many of you are armed and learned something? First of all, let's appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for his word. Now we're praying two prayer points. Can you say, Father, Lord, I ask for grace not to fall. Say with me, Father, I ask for grace not to fall in the name of Jesus. Not to fall in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. With all this message, you should be praying. I ask for grace. I will not fall. I will not fall. Mante kabarana malagadi. Shabalada gabaragada bayalana manaya. I ask for grace. I ask for grace not to fall. Mante kebrala manda gabrada malanda gabarada lagadi. Shabalanda gabarada landa gabragada lagada bragadaya. I ask for grace. I ask for grace. I ask for grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now be praying post prayers. Any trap of the enemy in your future, can you begin to cancel it right now? Cancel it in the name of Jesus. Shamalanda kaba. Come on, don't pray. Don't forget you are praying. Pray into the next challenge. Your relationship, your future. You will not fall. Pray, pray, pray. In the future, in the name of Jesus, you will not be a victim. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now I'll be praying for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you want me to pray for you? For grace. See, if we can escape this,
you'll be free in major areas of your life. Hope you know that. Yes. A lot of us have engaged because we didn't. I know most of if you knew this, you wouldn't have done it. Hallelujah. And then if you have not done it, thank God. See, before I didn't know. If you have never had an opportunity, you don't understand what it means to have an opportunity. All together? Yes. Hallelujah. Like I said, I used to be a monk when I was in university. I've said this story several times here. I don't used to shake ladies. All together? But when I came to family and Lasby hugged me with her prayers on me, I almost weep it. I'm telling you, yes, that was the first time. I was not exposed. There are people that are used to hawks, used to several things like that. Look at that. Now, when I faced a real life situation of temptation, that was when I knew that if you are standing by the grace of God, I'm telling you, if you are standing what? By the grace of God. Many of us, if we had the opportunity that people have had, we'll be a pro by now. How will you get that? You'll be a pro. Intentionally cut off some things. There are some group on Facebook that post nonsense. Anytime I see them by mistake, you unfollow. All together. There are some active steps. And if you cannot control with your phone, the first step is to sell your Android phone and buy Touchlight. Do you understand what I'm talking about? What did I say? Sell that Android and buy what? Touchlight. That's if your case is pornography. If you need to see me, I'm available. Let me tell you something. Like I've said, I grew up with a lot of friends. In fact, I got a message from one of my friends. I got married in March. Got married with a damsel. The lady was pregnant. Everybody denied them. All he needed was somebody to stand by him. I had to travel in the midst of Corona to go to Kaduna State and bless their wedding. My closest friend, all my childhood friends, all of them had children out of wedlock. All. I have had closest people that I respect confided in me, man. So I have had worst cases, the worst of it. I had men of God told me their stories and their experience. So there's no kind of story that I've not had. So there's no story that you tell me today, say that I will not. And nobody has had that kind of story. Now, why you had that? You know the people. You don't know them. Your story. So in case you need to meet somebody, or you need somebody for advice, for prayers, meet me or meet anybody you can trust, and let them counsel you and pray for you. All together. Are we together? And you'll be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, before we tell, let me give the announcement so that I'll pray for us. Hallelujah. Now, I want to have a meeting with C1 that are passing. I want to tell you 10 things to do before Thursday. All together. Now, it will be a mentoring session. It will not be a sermon like this. It will be a mentoring session. Well, if you are coming, it's not very, if you want to come, it's an optional meeting. All together. Make sure that you are here. It will be nothing less than 3 hours. So when you are coming, cancel from 10 to 11, 12, 1. Altogether, the meeting is going to span nothing. It can be more than 3 hours, but minimum of 10 hours. So if you are coming to C1, we are not going to have anyone for C2. So in case if C2 is interested, they should join. Altogether, did you hear me? Tuesday by 10. And then those that are passed, in case you want to be part, you can also be part. I'll be sharing you some 10 things you need to do. You will be blessed if you want to make it. So it's optional. Altogether, be a mentoring session for all of us now. If you are interested. And then don't forget that next Sunday is the same for the C1. Are you happy? Come on, you don't sound happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll be the same for Barista Simon will be upstage ministering, and then it's going to be awesome. Praise the Lord. Please make sure you invite people for next Sunday services and learn to invite people for our services. Hallelujah. Recommend it to people. Invite people, tell them there is something here. You are coming from Ghana, right? Invite people from Ghana, all that are corpus, non-corpus, invite them about the church. Pay their transport. If they have the transport, pay for them. We'll pay for them. Bring people. How many of you think young people need to hear what you had today this morning? And then mention, please invite them. Share the messages all together. Partake in the growth of the church. We are 10 months already. And we are going somewhere. Please participate. And let God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's give our offering so that will pray for us. And then go and most of the prayer. Genesis 8:22. Goshen. Genesis 8:22. What does this say? Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8:22. The Bible says, while the earth remained, listen, everybody, are we together? While the earth remained, what happened? Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So long as the earth remained, this is a seed. Are we together? Is it a seed? Now we are sowing with an attitude of a seed. Don't change your mind. It's the same amount, but with an attitude of a seed. Are we together? Expecting an harvest. We are sowing with an attitude of, this is a seed I am sowing. Lord, let the harvest come. I want you to pray over your offering. Say, Father Lord, let this offering be a seed. May it produce result. I take authority over anything that will cancel the harvest. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your offerings in the name of Jesus. I pray, everyone lift up your hands. I pray for every hands lifted that these hands will not drop down to beg or to want. In the name of Jesus. Your hands will not drop down to beg or to want. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your offerings are blessed. May this seed reap to you back in hundredfold. In Jesus' name. You are blessed. Now cast your offering as we pray for you.
Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your, hearing our weakness you found us, falling before your throne. Oh, we falling before your throne.
Let's sing that one more time and I pray for us.
Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your,
yes,
hearing the weakness you found us, falling before your throne. Oh, we falling before your throne.
You are the one.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You gave the healing and grace. Has always hungered for. Oh, our hearts always hungered for.
You are the ones.
You are the ones that we praise. You are the one we adore.
You get the healing.
You give the healing and grace. Has always hungered for. Oh, our hearts always
hunger for. Hallelujah. An angel of the Lord is here right now. Now, in case you have any problem, mention it to God. In case you are sick, you can put it on your body. In case you know somebody that is sick, begin to mention any request that you have. Don't forget, I said this month of October is a month of help. How many of you have received any strange help from last Sunday to this day? This is a month of help. Hallelujah. Now, mention any request. Now, can you be on your feet? You are young. Can you be on your feet? We are about to pray, please. Hallelujah. Mention any request that you have in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and your daughters. I pray for them that none of them will be a victim of sexual immorality. In the days of ignorance, you overlook, but now they are armed with information and strength. Their mind is strengthened. They will never be vulnerable. They will never be weak. I pray for grace for them in the name of Jesus. Now I pray for anyone afflicted in his body, in your mind, anyone now, hallelujah. I don't know that. I just received anyone, in case you have been hurt or you have been deceived in the past or hurt in a relationship, the Lord God is healing your heart right now. Maybe you had a past relationship, a lady now. Maybe you had a past relationship that hurt you so much and your emotions are perturbed. You are pained. Maybe the guy took advantage of you, deceived you. Right now, healing is available for you. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, healing is available for you, sister. In the name of Jesus, your mind is being healed. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is available to heal the brokenhearted. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is available to heal the brokenhearted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In case you know somebody that is struggling from any immorality, in the name of Jesus, we decree over them that the Lord bring them out of it. In case you have a loved one, your brother or sister, or a father that is promiscuous or adulterer, or a mother, we pray for them that that yoke is broken off their life. In the name of Jesus, that yoke is broken wheresoever they are. We command the appetite, they will wake up. And that demon is out. I speak to them. I speak to their spirit. Now let's do something. Hallelujah. Quickly. I want to pray for them particularly in case you have a loved one or anybody that you know that is
deeply into sexual immorality, I want to pray to them by name. Write their name in a piece of paper and let's have it in that offering as basket. I want to pray for them particularly. Quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. In case I empty the offering and bring the basket. Everybody, I want to pray for them particularly. But we're not mentioning the name. We just drop your lid of the offering basket and pray for them quickly. I just feel a little to pray for them and then cast out every force in them. In case you have any brother, sister, any loved one, any friend that you know is promiscuous and need the help of God, right here, pray for them. Father, we thank you. Thank you.
You gave the healing and grace, Lord.
Quickly, please.
Heart always hungers for. Oh, heart always hungers. You are the one that we praise. You are the one that we adore. And you gave the healing and grace. Heart always hunger.
Please quickly go pray and come and drop it.
Oh, heart always hunger.
You are the one.
You are the one that we praise.
Oh,
you need the healing and grace.
Heart
always hunger for. Oh, heart always hunger for.
Wonderful, merciful Savior,
precious Redeemer and friend,
you are the love.
Lamb.
Oh, rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescue the souls. One more time. Very powerful, wonderful, merciful. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Precious Redeemer and friend. Oh,
who would have thought that a
Lamb could rescue the souls of men.
Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
You are the one.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You are the healing and grace.
Oh,
our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger.
Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every name written here, who will have thought that the Lamb could rescue the souls of men? In the name of Jesus, we speak to every demonic influence, any spirit controlling that immoral lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, we speak to you in the name of Jesus, that you lead them and let them be free. In the name of Jesus, I speak that a situation will come. And the experience will come that will separate them from this lifestyle forever. An encounter, they will sleep in the night and wake up brand new. They will have an encounter with that partner and they will vow never to be involved. They will walk into a church one day and hear the word of God and they will be broken for life. Every name in this basket, in the name of Jesus, I curse the demon of immorality. I curse the demon of lust. You are free wheresoever you are. I command your mind to clear. I command the entrance to your soul to be blocked from every doorway the devil is using to get into you. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. We will hear about their testimonies and their deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that you are free. You are blessed. In this month of October, hear from above. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed? Thank you so much for coming. Hallelujah. Please remember.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.